Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Hasim came in the Misrach Maya Imitznale Ad Orta. The intestines, if you're going to hide it until the night, store it until the night. Me'esmal Daitel Alehi L'Shinmer to give it to a cat. V'Meinishmashos Nami Muchan L'Behema Having in at the twilight at the start of Shabbos, Yontif, it was already prepared for animal use. Wood is a poor gun. The stam eitzim lahasakan and the wood is basically set aside for firewood. Below the tiltel kli and after moving a kli. But wood shenishbar b'yomtov on yomtov b'shirei kelim shenishbar hayom which broke today. The havel who nola which is called nola. This is the creation of a new thing. Shemar mino the Rabbi Yehuda sirle. It's only Rabbi Yehuda. The isle muksa they holds a muksa. Maslis in the Mishnah Mavir and be a dayim with your own hands. Be alashulchan from the top of the table. Atzamos caution. The hard ones, she'ain ruin the kelav, are not fit to be given to a dog. The klipin shel ogeizim of nuts, the less behu lehu lebeishamei muksa, because beishamei does not hold of muksa. Beisil arim mesalik as a tavla sheish teres kliyale, because it does have the status of being a kli. Ravo lo yitavla a klipin be a dayim, but you can't move the shells with your hands. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is muksa. Mavir me'al l'shulchan stomahi tzestam. Mishnah. Piruin mipachas from gazais to koshkin, gazais, and certainly gazais in the first time, like it's going to be explained, shehem michael behem, because it's animal food. Visar shalafunim is sharbitin shalakitnis, it's the sheaves of the beans. Shakitnis gadol behem, that the beans grow in them. Afunim is yayish. It's a type of bean, that peat. It's a handle made of leather that you can hold it with. The top of the table. When you hold on to it, it's going to be squeezed out between his fingers. When it's dried up. It's not a wooden cleave, a little beggar, it's not a garment, a little sack, it's not a sack, a little matechas, it's not metal. Gemara. We don't rely on our Mishnah, Kamoshi as it is. Kamoshi Shnui, as it said over, Elamuchlefes Shitaso. We have to flip around the opinions. Beishamai Kirbi Yehuda, Beishamai is the ones who hold like Kirbi Yehuda. Also, Abdom Biyad, Beikatoni Ma'avirim Biyadayim, since says you take them off with your own hands, a little circle, who you don't throw it. The Leslie Muksa, the Rabbi Yehuda, Me'esmol, Lavla Behem, Akaim, because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then yesterday it was not being ready for a animal use. Because the food was still there and that will be used for human food consumption. And it's today by day on the Shabbos Yontif you're taking it. Shein look, your intent is not to squeeze out the liquid. Garinin shel tamarim of the dates behem lebehem and that would be used for animals. Amrayisa tamarim ra'im hem. They're bad the dates. V'machilin ha'tamarim. Atzmal behemi, feed the actual tamarim, actual dates to the animal. Hukach agav imayhil the behemi, nami kaima the even together the seed, the pits together with the date is fit for animal usage. Parasaiso is tamarim toivim him. They're good dates. Ve'im achilas lo behemi, don't feed them to animals. Kol tzarchum mishtamish boy, you can use it. Ve'en kamishim bezayin, it's not insulting to the bread. Memachem betashon, you can dissolve it in your food. Lakana de Maya is a safal shamayim, it's a bucket of water. Graf shalre'i tzerim lefanav, he would gather them together, kisha oichal ha'tamarim, when he eat the dates, achin mesas manav, until it's disgusting in his eyes, then benaitan lesam lefanav, he would take it away from him, graf shalre'i, like a chamber pot. Benaitan lehaman, he would then give it to the animal. Bezerk lehu belishne, el eivar ha'shulchan, to the other side of the table. Achuri ha'mita, shehu mesiv, aleha, that he is reclining on hadron, aloch, naitel, we have finished perik, ha'naitel. Daf kuf mem gimel, omid beis perik, chavis. Chavis, matzil neimen the mazon gimel sudos, va'afilu bekelim harbi, even if it's in many vessels and kelim, dilu b'chad manav, if there's only one kelim, there minim kol kisei kodesh, we said earlier in the parak, kol kisei kodesh, the kama the bay matzah, you can save as much as you want. Lachem kol achas, kol echad mazon gimel sudos, everyone can save the food for three meals. Lovad, shalo yisbuk, shalo yasam, sfug b'mokam ayayin, you can't put a sponge next to the place where the wine is. Velachzer lahatifoy bekli and to go and pick it up and to have it drip off into a kli. Why? Gezer Shem Yisov. It's a decree that perhaps you might come to squeeze out the sponge. Ain seichlanes the peres to have it l'mafarik, which is called mafarik, which is the total of the disha, which is the total of the mulav balocha of dosh threshing. Asurim gezer Shem Yisov lahachilah, because we're afraid you might come to intentionally squeeze out the liquid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im lo'eichlin heim mechunasim. Oysom, if you're taking it in order to be food, peris hayotze, the peris, the fruits, then hayotze mehen, that which comes out of them on its own, is mutter, is permitted. Dolnichalei b'mashezov, you don't want it to flow out, v'lekel amigzer behen, shem yisvel, therefore we have no reason to make a gazer that he might come to squeeze them out because he doesn't want to. Vim l'mashkin mukhonosin, they were gathered in, asur, then what comes out on its own is asur. Why did nichalei b'mayin enafgamina, you're happy with what came out of it? Mizkayim machshata, your intent to happen. Because it makes it, therefore we have a reason to make a decree, Shemi Yisrael, that perhaps you might come to actually squeeze out the liquid. That's what we say, at the time of the Mashin Shazabu, the reason why liquid which is come out on its own from fruit is Mishom Shema Yisrael too. The reason is that you might come to actually squeeze out the fruit intentionally. Chalas, the Vash Ma'achash Muru Sokin, after they've ground up at the Vash Zav Me'il, the honey just flows out of it on its own, B'toch HaShava from the wax, Bein Derech L'Seichta, and it's not normal to actually then go and squeeze it. Hilkach, therefore, Rabbi Lezer Matar, Rabbi Lezer says it's Motir, Rechomim, or Oyster, why Gezer Otto She'enim Muru Sokin, that where it's a Gezer, perhaps one of the beeswax has not been ground up yet, Dilma Marasikul, perhaps have grind it up. Gemar, sorry, Rashi on the Gemar. V'yitapach machnis bo kapoy, and then stick it into his hand, v'ashem and nidbak bo, and the oil gets stuck to it, v'makantcho b'sfas ha'kli, and he rubs it on the edge of the vessel, v'asru, and it's usher, why, mishem d'uvlim d'chol, because it's a weekday type activity. Modar Rabbi Yehuda b'zeisim, dafogab d'echnisim lo'echon, even though you took him in to eat, hayos mehen usher, that which came out, the liquid which came out on its own is usher. Why? They came to Ruben l'schita, kaimin, since most olives are used for squeezing and getting out olive oil. Yosel de mashka, when the liquid is coming out, you have daitil and mahavi nichel le bahok, and then he starts to think to have perhaps he wants this now in the olive oil form. Afilo bezeisim banovim hoil vahani lo echon nichnesu, since they were taken, these were, particular ones were taken in to be used as food. Mestarva betusim reminded pligid de ika de boil lohu lamashka, and those who needed for liquid. Hilkach mashvu lohu rabbon, because they said, the rabbon said it's like olives and grapes. Rabbi Yehuda, polygalayim, Rabbi Yehuda argues, al sharp hairs, well, the fruits, like no, the boy lohu lamashka, is the one who uses it for liquid. Hilkach my rabbon, and therefore the rabbon agree, and then that there's no problem with the liquid which came out on its own. Shemoshach, zom alem, came out on its own, kumonaros, hamoishkin, like flowing rivers. That's where the language comes from. Vechnisan mitchilosan, Bein la'oichle and bein la'mashkin, whether you're for food or for drink. The remainim kari yayin, remainim is called wine, the mushim isbe lehu kuyuha, because it has this murkiness and this thickness. Chomamayim, b'had enokat, Rav Nachman lishin de mistamim, which Rav Nachman said, use the language, is mistamim makes sense. Lomer behed, didn't say outright, the betusim remainim pleaded, they're arguing in Malbaris, I think it's the Arsenal translation, and pomegranates. Mushim de ikal meimar, because he could have said pligi betusim remoinim, they argue with the malberries. Normally, tusim is a strawberry. Remoinim in the pomegranates. But what did the sharperos is to all of the fruits? And they only said this because they're trying to tell you how far Rabbi Yehuda went. The imishim brayson, the kaimon out the brayson later. The shemini mino the moedim chacham the Rabbi Yehuda. We see from there bechomim agree to Rabbi Yehuda sharperos by all other fruits. La behedin shemini no, we don't see it exactly explicitly. The ikal amemer, because you can say Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda can brachin unless we will indeed ask on it. But Rabbi Yehuda stam shlopir shlo eichel. He didn't say specifically he wants the food v'lo lamashka, and not to say that he wants for drink. Havi hamashka zomehen. Also, then the liquid which came out of it on its own would be indeed forbidden. But na and cholov isha metame machshir doesn't mean that it's actually metame, but it means that it can, if it touches fruit or vegetables, it can now make those fruit and vegetables able to be mekabel tumah. Whether she wanted the milk to come out, and she did not want the milk to come out, the milk is called a drink, a liquid. How do we know that? Because the pasuk shenemer, the you see the word mashka being in conjunction with the word cholov. Cholov amhema ina matama elim kain yotzel the rotzon the ilo and if not then lo chashem mashka is not called the mashka the nugable sheres and if the sheres such as the ina makabotum doesn't become tummy the time of the first lo kaimei and this reason will be explained later.